This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello, and welcome to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Chris McKinney from Nolan Financial Partners. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 719-210-4242 or visit us online at our website, NolanFinancialPartners.com. And while our website, click on the radio page, check out past shows, and subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. While everyone's retirement should be customized and reflective of who they are and what their needs are, there are tried and true retirement rules that are potentially help you plan for your golden years. During today's show, we're going to break down two of them: the rule of 1,000 in retirement and the rule of dying with zero. If nothing else, you'll likely hear some information today that will warrant a touch base with your financial services professional. But before we break down these two rules, I want to introduce my co-host, Tony Shore, who loves to dig into the rules.
Well, I don't know about that. Do I though? But I will say, Chris, knowledge is power, right?
Knowledge. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, is it.
Knowing what the rules are is good because knowledge is power. But that said, I'm not, we have to dot every I and cross every T with our finances. We should. And that's why you're here.
Yes.
I live in more of a gray area. You know that. You're the financial guru here.
I live in a lot of gray hair.
Well, yeah, your hair, but that's okay. Nobody's judging. No, it's salt and pepper. It looks good, Chris. You know that. You know that. Because both rules you mentioned sound familiar, yeah. But I'm not sure. These are two that, you know, I don't know that much about. So
yeah, and this is the kind of rules they are. Is you've heard of them one time, and then they just go slide off the back of your brain because you don't. So, okay, nice information, and then you don't use them, right?
Right, and you're going to talk about how you know you might use them as a starting point. We'll get into that today. How they can help people because rules of thumb are just that, rules of thumb. You need a financial professional to customize a plan for your specific situation, goals, and needs. I can't say that enough. But before we get into that, how have you been? Any traveling recently? Are you going to be traveling? I know Tara travels a lot.
Tara was recently in Peru.
Wow.
So she's coming back tomorrow. She's flying out of Lima today. So it takes a long time to get from South America to North America. It is far. We're in the same time zone, which is awesome, but it's far. So she's down there doing a speaking gig for the Air Force. And so she's
for the government that. For the Air Force. Wow.
Yeah.
She is something else. I mean, financial planner and does she have a star now?
She's a brigadier general. Yes.
A general. That's amazing.
It is amazing.
That is quite an accomplishment. And speaking of Tara's accomplishments, what have you done lately, Chris? I mean, she's a one-star general.
I help my clients.
That's right. You help our listeners, our viewers, and your clients out there.
And I've been helping a lot of newly made clients. And so, I think having new clients is really exciting for me because I get it to dig into their puzzle on helping them how to figure out what they're going to do with retirement.
Sure.
So I really do enjoy those puzzles of bringing everything together.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Well, where do you want to start with these two retirement rules that we need to know about?
Yeah, the first one I wanted to talk about was the Rule of 1000. So it has, it's you may not have heard about it, but it basically means if you want to have $1,000 a month in retirement income, you'll estimate that you need to have saved up about $240,000 in your savings. So for every $1,000 a month you want to have, so that's $12,000 a year, you need to have saved up $240,000. It's based on another rule called the 5 and 5 rule, which says I'm going to get a 5% return on my investment and I'm going to have a 5% withdrawal rate. So it, now this is just a guideline because 5 and 5 is pretty aggressive on both sides. And so if you, but if you want to pull $1,000 from some savings without draining it, you need to have a $240,000 in savings. So you want $4,000 a month. That's $960,000. So $4,000 a month is $48,000 a year. So that's like, oh, well, $48,000 a year plus my other pensions or Social Security, those things, that's starting to look like almost that we have a retirement. So $960,000, that sounds pretty good. So the rule isn't about perfection. It's about clarity. It's about giving you a target so you can see it. So when you start looking at your future, it's not just some fuzzy ethereal, I want to have the most money. And that's not what retirement's about. Retirement is about the second rule, and we'll get to that. Retirement is more about knowing where you want to get, right? So you're looking forward, you're trying to figure out, where do I need to be? And so this is a rule that can help you start to dial in where your target is. You can't hit a target if you're not aiming at it, right? So you have to have a target, aim at it, and hit it. If you're just like, oh, I'm just saving money, that's not a target. Doesn't matter. You're not going to hit it.
Right. Yeah, that's true. And I wouldn't try any of this, obviously, without, again, touching base with your financial services professional. And so how would you recommend people utilize the rule of $1,000 then?
Well, first, think about it this way. So what is your monthly life going to cost once you stop working? So you can start thinking about it that way. Think about rent or mortgage, food, gas, insurance, your Netflix bill. What's your golf bill going to be on a weekly basis when you're retired? So now we kind of have those things. We know that $240,000 generates $1,000 based on our 5% annual return and 5% withdrawal rate. So let's say your number, for all those things was $3,000 a month using the 1000 rule. You need to multiply $240,000 by 3 and you'll end up with a nest egg that you need of $720,000. So it's the power is in its being simple, right? This is a simple thing to think about. It gives you a definite target, $720,000. Okay, that's what I got to do. So you're going to work until you make that money. And so you're going to have help from Social Security, pensions, annuities, something, whatever you happen to have. So that reduces your lift to save more, but we just want to make sure that you have that comprehensive plan, but it starts with that target.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to have a target to hit. That's a great point. Obviously you're not going to hit the target if you don't have a target to hit. I guess that is a good beginning, right?
Yeah, that's right. How do I hit the
bullseye? There is no bullseye. Okay. Well then that's a lesson in futility right there. And you don't want to be spinning your wheels like that. So the rule of $1,000, it's interesting, Chris, but yeah, is it precise?
No, not even close. It's not even close. It's the thumb on the scale estimate, right? And sure. So for younger savers, I mean, you're in your 20s and your 30s, you can't imagine retiring. So it's nice to start with that kind of target now. So it really launches you something to shoot for, builds momentum for your savings. So instead of spending, you know, $500 on a weekend going out to the bars, maybe you only go one that night and save $250.
Right.
Cause how much does it cost to go out to a bar these days? I have no idea. I don't go. So for folks in their 50s or 60s, though, what does this mean? You need a more dialed in game plan. So the Rule 1000 can kind of help, but you really need to work with a financial services professional so that you can zero in on that target and make sure that everything is accounted for. Because when you're 60, when you're 50, 60, you are starting to actually see that retirement. So you're starting to see the targets of what you want to do in retirement a lot of times. So it makes it a lot easier to start applying dollar figures to the things you want to do so you can figure out how much money you're going to need. So, there's another rule. You need to have save 10 times your income by age 67. So that, again, that's another ballpark. So you could say if you make $100,000 now, that means you need to have saved 10,000, 10 times that. So that's $1 million to have in savings at age 67. So there's other rules where you get down to it, but it really comes down to creating an actual plan. So the first thing we do is we create a little spending plan and then we start backing it up from there for people that are 50 and 60, maybe 5 to 15 years away from retirement.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Well, I think that obviously everybody's time horizon is different. I was trying to think of the word time horizon. Everybody has a different timing. That's where these rules of thumb might, fall a little short.
Right.
And well,
People are retiring at all kind of different times right now.
Right. And you might be retiring at a different time than your spouse, and you might not be able to retire for a while, or you might be retiring early. So you might have to have a different plan in place. Right. Right.
That's right.
Yeah. So tell us how you can help people. How do you help your clients and people you meet with? And how can you help our listeners decide if this rule or any financial rule is right for their?
Well, first we start with a complimentary consultation when we're meeting new clients. So we can get that set up. If you'll call 719-210-4242 with our clients that we have ongoing, we meet with them on a year to year basis. During the first part of getting to know them, we find out what they want to do with their money, right? What do they want to do? What do they want to do with their money? How do they think their money is, how do they feel about where their money is right now? Should it make some changes? And how's the money you have best fit into your goals? And so that's the first thing we always look at is how does your money fit into your goals? And then how does your money fit into there's goals and then there's, things you got to pay for. So things you got to pay for, having your expenses paid, I guess, is a goal, but we start out with, okay, here's the things you got to pay for. Let's figure out how to make enough money that you can go do all the things you want to do in retirement. I know a guy, he goes on 3 cruises a year. So that means he and his wife, they need between $25,000 and $35,000 a year, depending on what kind of cruise they go on, to go on cruises between, the flights to get to where the cruise is and then the cruise itself. And then when you're on those cruises, you go out into the towns and that costs a lot of money too. So you can easily spend another $300 a day, $600 a day out in the towns, depending on how you do that when in the places that you stop. So anyway, so we look at all these expenses and I bring these up because we know a lot about expenses in retirement.
Right.
And so we help people figure out what their expenses are going to be so that we can help figure out how much money they want to have to do all that with.
Yeah. 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 And that makes sense. So before we move on from the rule of 1000, we've had a great discussion so far. Share with us some of the rule's potential downsides.
Well, the downside is that it's not going to get you all the way there. Right. So if
maybe the 5% withdrawal rate that it's based on, that seems a bit high.
So the 5% withdrawal rate is aggressive. Financial planners today talk about the Bergen's rule, which is 4%.
Yeah.
They also, analysts are looking at now that may be too aggressive as well.
Sure.
So for a conservative movement of money, we're looking at more like 3%. So 3% draw is a very safe draw on money that you have so that you don't run out. Right. So because we don't want to run out of money.
Right. That's the goal. Right. Yeah.
Right.
And then you don't want your bank account to hit zero before your blood pressure does.
That's right. And then the 5% growth can be a little misleading because what is 5% growth? Is that 5% growth of money that's taxed, money that's untaxed? So when we pull the money out, how much of that 5% are we losing to taxes? How much of that money, maybe it's in the market and we're having a down year. And so you're having to pull, like the first quarter of 2025 was a down market. So people were having to sell more of their stocks to get the income they were expecting for that month to pay off all their expenses and create that money they want to do for their fund. So you're spending your equity to get more cash, and then maybe you don't have the equity that you need in the future. So there's lots of balances that need to happen so that you can get to that retirement that you want.
Yeah, makes sense. And so what about also, especially at 5%, but the 1000 rule, if your retirement relies too much on the stock market, that's a problem too.
Yeah, it is, because all we have to do is look back to the 2000s when, you know, the first 3 years in the 2000s, there was a 42% drop in the market over a 3 year period. And then in 2008, we had a 37% drop in the market in the fall and just in a few months. So if that is how your retirement starts out with that 2000s, that 5% draw is not going to work usually.
Right.
If you planned it that way, right?
Sure.
Even a 4% draw probably won't work. And that's why people are talking about the 3% draw, because of, that's within the 25 years. When we go back and look so we use history to try to tell us what's going to happen in the market in the future. And so we look at the 25 to 30 years, depending on when you're retiring, how long you're going to need that money to be in the market and have that inflation fighting of the market and grow. Well, what about all the downsides? And so we've got to somehow find a way to mitigate that risk. And if you've read Tara's book, you know, the answer to the question is having a safe money account. It's having some money that's not tied to market returns, so that you can, if the market is down, you're not pulling your money out of a low market.
Yeah. Yeah. But the bottom line here is the $1,000 a month rule isn't bad. It's just basic. It's a starting point, right?
Right. It's really basic, but it's a great place to start in that. Hey, when I was 30, I didn't know how much money I needed. Nobody talked to me about any kind of rule or target or anything.
Me either.
Yeah. So I mean,
before I started doing a radio show with you and Tara, I didn't know a lot of these rules and strategies. Now, let's say if you want to use the $1,000 rule, but have a saving shortfall, what can you do?
Yeah. So if you have a savings shortfall, you want to start looking at where things are in your portfolio and how things are balanced, right?
Yeah.
And so that's where we get into the balance.
Sure.
We have, so it gives you that ballpark. So we've got to make sure that if your balance isn't there, you're not out of the game. You know,
right.
There is strategies that can step in and create savings for you. Just small increases can make a huge difference later on. So if you're in your 50s, you might be hitting your peak earning years, right? So why not start saving some money, save some money in some things you haven't thought of before? You're making a lot more money than your expenses probably. And so where is that going to go? So one big thing you can do is using the catch-up contributions. Once you hit 50, IRS rules allow you to sock away more money in your retirement accounts. And it's an extra $7,500 a year. So, and then between age 60 and 63, you can put an additional $11,250 up into those 401k contributions. So that's a big deal. And you really should be taking advantage of that. If your employer matches your contributions, make sure you get 100% of that employer match. So you've got to have a clear plan. You've got to have the right tools, whether that is the employer match, the annuity, having a financial professional in your corner. It's not just about savings, it's about building momentum and having that sight picture of where you're going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. You need the big picture. So, obviously, we can talk about who could use that rule. I mean, pretty much anyone can use it as a starting point, right?
That's right. It's an easy thing to look at. Now, if you're already in your 60s, the question isn't how much I need to save, is can I retire now? So right. Once you hit about 62, everybody's like, I'm eligible for Social Security. Can I retire right now?
Right.
So, it's not about saving anymore. It's about figuring out when can I stop working? So, yeah. So it's a different question, and it has a lot of different answers. So yeah. It kind of depends. And so we have helped people say, well, okay, you're making $150,000 a year. What if you only made $50,000 a year? So you only worked like 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. Can you do that with your job? You know, and then if you think about it, if somebody works an extra 3 or 4 years past 62, even though they're making less money, they're not pulling from their retirement dollars for their expenses. So there's a lot of things you can change about, oh, I can kind of semi-retire. Yeah, maybe semi-retirement's a good idea for you.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot of different ways to do
sure. This. Yeah, that's a good point. Now, before we jump into the second rule,
yeah,
just quickly give the phone number and web address in case people have questions about that $1,000 rule or any other questions or need to get a plan in place or a second opinion on their savings and finances.
Yeah, call us at 719-210-4242. Take advantage of our complimentary consultation. Just mention you heard about us on the radio show. That's 719-210-4242. Check us out at our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com.
All right. Sounds good. Now, the second rule. And this one, I love the title. of this one, the die with zero rule.
That's right.
It reminds me of people who say, I want my last check to bounce. Is that what this rule is kind of about?
People that is exactly right. And I can tell you that over half the people that come in their 60s, and that's how they want it. They want, my kids are fine. I put them through college. They got jobs. I want to die with zero, right? So,
right.
Stop talking to me about life insurance. Okay, no problem.
Yeah, you don't want to. Yeah, but people say that. But then, if you talk to them about, well, you do have family or you have a spouse, you don't want to leave them in a bad situation. So, and they're like, well,
Well, that's right. Yeah. So there's 62-year-old selves haven't talked to their 80-year-old selves that say, huh, I've got all this money. I'm 80. If I pass, my kids are going to have to pay all these taxes. If I'd have just bought a life insurance plan, they wouldn't be paying the taxes right. on all my money. And I'm passing it to my kids. Why didn't I do that? I don't know.
Right. So tell us what this die with zero rule is.
So the die with zero is your last check that empties your bank account. That's the month you die.
Yeah.
So they won't,
which is impossible to plan, right?
It's impossible to plan, but the concept is not bad because I like it in that your idea is I want to live life as much as I can and not worry about running out of money. Think about it that way. I want to run out of money when I die. I don't, but I want to have fun and spend my money. I want it to go away. So, there was a study that showed that many retirees only withdraw about 2% of their savings a year. And so is that living or is that hoarding, Tony? I think it's hoarding.
Yeah, that's
so hoarding. So that's one of the things we talk about with our clients is how much money do you want to go to a legacy or how much fun do you want to have? And then, but they don't have to be, you don't have to give one to have the other, but let's create a plan. And so the people that don't have a solid plan are going to be those people that do the 2% a year withdrawal because they're afraid to run out.
Sure. Well, great show today. We went over our normal time today, but we're good. Listeners and viewers, thanks for tuning in. Before we go, let them know how to get a hold of you, though, Chris. Set up that no charge, no obligation consultation. I know you've set aside a few slots there.
Yes, Tony. So that number is 719-210-4242. Give us a call. We'll set up that complimentary consultation. We usually hold those Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Give us a call, 719-210-4242. Check out our website, nolanfinancialpartners.com. You can listen to this radio show and past radio shows on that site. Look for the radio icon.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Chris. Listeners and viewers, thanks for tuning in once again. That does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio with our host, Chris McKinney.
Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242 or visit the website at taraenolan.com.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.